One major reason for having unpleasant feelings about the past are the words, if only. We say if only a lot when it comes to our past. If only I did not do that. If only I didn't this. If only this didn't happen. If only that didn't happen. If only I did not start this business, but started that business instead. If only I did not study this, but that instead. If only I worked there instead of here. This word, if only, makes our past, present, and future unpleasant. So remove it from your life. It is a very dangerous phrase. The beloved Prophet ﷺ said in a hadith, if some calamity befalls you, do not say, if I had done such and such thing, then such and such would have happened. Rather say, قدر الله وما شاء فعل. Allah Almighty decreed it and did whatever He willed. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam further stated, فَإِنَّ لَوْ تَفْتَحُ عَمَلَ الشَّيْطَانِ. Indeed, if opens the ploy of Satan. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala writes in the commentary of this hadith that this if only removes a person's trust from Allah Almighty and shifts it to himself or the means. And then once there is no trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Satan traps a person. Remember that this if only is mentioned here in relation to worldly actions. But having such a mindset in religious matters and displaying regret about them is a good thing. For example, if I had spent my life doing good deeds, I would have been pious by now. But unfortunately, I spent my life in sin. Such regret is an excellent worship. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.